stewards can be.
It's a good day to be
you.
Good day to be me. You're going to be you and you're going to be me. What's that book, Free to Be You and Me, I think? Mm-hmm. Read to the kids when they were small. 7 after the hour, Doug and Jennifer and Rich. Roberta back next week. Mom passed away and I was taken back. Roberta sent me an email yesterday going through all of the details and I told her I was sorry that I couldn't come to the services, which are going on actually now for her mom. And so she said, it's okay. And she said, but I thought you might want to see what mom looked like.
That is so bizarre.
Yeah, that's Roberta, though.
Picture. Oh, absolutely. No, it's Italians. Italians are really...
You think?
Oh, absolutely. The place, the funeral home, is an old Italian restaurant that was converted by the owner a number of years ago into a morgue. And into a funeral. I remember when
guess that's
I went,
better than the other way around.
Right. I went to her father's hours, and it was like a party. It was Italian food coming out of everywhere in the place, and all these Italians. I think I was the only person who was not of Italian descent there that night, and it was just to see all the people. And I think no, her husband's not of Italian descent, so he. Was there, but I seriously, it was really a party, and the father was a wonderful guy. Just and Roberta adored her father, very much alike too, the two of them are, but a very sweet, kind, gentle man. But just to kind of get into the mood, it was just funny. Irish wakes, I think, are like that too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're not. Depends on the family, but they're generally a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they're
right.
Fun? Really?
Speaking of fun, just before we meet Joan Wages, who is the president founding board member of...
We drink.
The National Women's History Month. That's what this month is, National Women's History Month. We're going to talk to Joan about women.
And it's cool, Doug, because I'm a woman.
I understand that. Yes, I've heard that, and I've actually seen evidence of it, if you know what I mean. But before we get to her, we have a little laughter at 10 after this one. Good day.
Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
10 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So there's this 70-ish man, extremely wealthy, widower, shows up at the country club with an absolutely gorgeous, breathtakingly beautiful, sexy 26-year-old brunette.
Grr.
She's hanging onto his arm, listens to everything he's saying. He's talking to some of his playing partners, fellow members of the club, kind of baffled. A couple of guys looking kind of shocked at what was going on. At the first chance that they could get him aside, one of the guys says, hey, Tom, how'd you get that amazing trophy girlfriend? Guy says, girlfriend? She's not my girlfriend. She's my wife. So the guy looks at him and says, what are you talking about? What? How'd you persuade this woman to marry you? Guy says, I lied about my age. And the other guy says, what'd you tell her, you were 50? Thomas says, nope, I told her I was 93.
Okay, that's funny. Get it, Rich? It took you a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, why would he do that?
Get it? One foot in the grave and another on a banana peel?
That is. And that hand right there on the wallet. All right.
That's funny.
So we're going to meet Joan Wages in a moment. We're talking about National Women's History Month, which happens to be March, and that happens to be the month we're in here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Jennifer and Rich and Doug, interested in women. That's the starting off point here, Richie, is we're all interested in women.
Yes. I actually took a lot of women's studies classes in college.
So did I.
Rebellious women.
Yeah, right, exactly. Richie took them different. At a different time in a different way.
Pass the flying colors, though.
March is National Women's History Month. And we have with us Joan Wages, who's the president and CEO of this museum, the National Women's History Museum. She's been working to build this museum, and she's a lobbyist. She works in Congress with, I think, women's issues in mind. I think Lifetime Television honored her in its Remarkable Women series for her efforts on the museum. So, Joan Wages, thank you for being here. We're very interested in this and how it was that you, whatever it is with you, you have a degree in mathematics from Auburn University. You got a master's degree in philosophy from Columbia Pacific. So what is there about this? Is there something obvious or not so obvious that makes you passionate about this, women's history?
Well, first of all, good morning.
Hi.
And thank you very much for having me on the show.
Nice to have you here.
Thank you. What is so interesting about this to me is that I never knew so much of women's history was missing from our, essentially our national story. Only 1 in 10 figures in today's history textbooks is of a woman.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing how select, well, you know, we grow up and we wonder about the sexist society that we live in, and more you find that the so-called history books aren't historical at all. They're pejorative. They don't really tell you the whole story. It's through somebody's eyes. It's like the Bible. All right, we have 87 different descriptions of the same story, and none of them are the same. And by the way, that'd be another place to look at. How prominent are women in the Bible? That might be an interesting conversation for another day. Anyway, women in history, there are as many women and maybe even more so today than there are men.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that they've been left out? Is it the easy explanation, or is it a more difficult explanation,
well,
Joan?
Well, even think about this, Doug, and not to interrupt, Joan, but no. I find it interesting that when you study this, when you go through school, you spend a huge chunk of time on the civil rights movement, as you absolutely should, but maybe not even a full chapter of history books are given to the suffragists.
Well, usually Elizabeth Cady Stanton is not mentioned in the history textbooks, and she was the founder of the entire movement.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And oftentimes there's one line given to women were, quote unquote, given the vote in 1920. Well, that was after 72 years of working to get that vote.
Yeah.
So it is.
And why did they have it in the first place? I mean, why did they have to work for all these years? What's the matter with people?
Yeah.
That's what really is difficult for me to understand.
Well, women have not been traditionally, in the early years particularly, they were not the leaders. They were not the ones out front. They were the ones keeping the home fires burning and raising the children and keeping the communities together. And that was not written about because women were often not the writers. So, this goes back to your point about the history books, but it's often the male that has written the story, and we tend to write it from our own perspective.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that's pretty interesting here when you examine or you drill down through it, the women, the old business about it, behind every good man is a strong woman, that sort of thing. Women didn't really get this recognition until they went out into the working world. I think women at home were at home. Am I correlative in that, or is it?
You're totally correct about that. But one of the arguments that the suffragists made, and one of the reasons that they got the vote, is because they held the moral authority within the family, and they raised the children who were going to be the citizens of tomorrow.
Yeah,
but that was a very strong argument. But again, they were not given the external credit, let's say.
Yeah. Where is this museum?
Well, right now we are online at nwhm.org. We have been working on this museum for a number of years, and we're lobbying Congress for a permanent site, permanent home, that will be at 12th Street and Independence Southwest in Washington.
Why does it have to be a congressional thing? Why can't you go out and raise money, get people who are interested in this and passionate like you are, and then you don't have to have any strings attached to the government. You can do what you want.
Well, we would love to, but we think that this museum should be right next to or on the National Mall. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Washington is a city of symbols, and millions of tourists come here every year.
That's
and
true.
What they need to be seeing is that our nation honors our women as well as all of these other many wonderful museums that we have.
Yeah. So are they – what, Richie, go ahead.
If you go to some of the private museums down there, you're not going to get that prime location.
Exactly.
Like the museum or the spy museum.
But are men going to come back and say, all right, we want a men's museum? And
well,
you
they
can
have
say to them,
one.
They're all
they
men's
have
museums.
One. It's called Smithsonian.
Yeah, that's every museum. I think what's really sad is that the country doesn't really even know about some of the coolest historical female figures. I mean,
that's
what's
correct.
The most... I guess probably the most common woman in history you hear about is what? Betsy Ross?
Betsy Ross, yes,
yeah.
Yes. In our history, anyway. Yes. Madame Defarge, maybe in France, whoever. You come up with all these names that we know.
Let me tell you a wonderful one that we use quite frequently. Hedy Lamarr was a beautiful sex siren actress in the 30s and 40s. Few people know that she co-developed an anti-jamming device that was used on torpedoes during World War II and is now still used on defense satellites and in your cell phone.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't know that.
All right, so there. What other things do we not know that we ought to know about women, history, science, whatever?
Millions.
Well, give us a couple more examples. It'd be fun.
Okay. One wonderful one, Sybil Ludington, was 16 years old during the Revolutionary War, and she ended up riding throughout the night through the swamp on horseback to round up the militia because of an impending British attack. She rode 40 miles, which was 30 miles longer than Paul Revere, and yet we don't know about her.
There's no poem. Listen, my children, and you shall hear the midnight ride. What was her name?
Sybil Ludington.
Doesn't work, does it? It's not poetic. That's the problem. She didn't have a. If her name was Sybil Revere, maybe that might have worked a little bit. But
well,
you make a good point.
But the reason we know about Paul Revere is because he wrote about it frequently after the war. Sybil Ludington never wrote about it.
Well, that's it. You got to put things down, or you got to do a little research, and you've obviously done that.
Yes.
March is National Women's History Month. The website, nwhm.org. Joan Wages, thank you for being here to tell us the story, because we didn't know this story before you came.
Thanks so much.
That's why it was nice to have you here. Thank you. 50, 21 after on today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
I always loved this song.
One
of my father's favorites. And highlighting the birthday of Keeley Smith, who's only 79.
Wow.
Keeley Smith. You could have a great time with this. Trying to identify the voice that is male. Keeley Smith and 800-510-8255. You know who that is singing over there? Hey! Hoo-la!
No idea.
Crank it up, Richie.
Pull out the fire.
Hoo-la! I love this. There's something about this song when I was a kid.
I can see you dancing to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this
killed
is very
me.
Cool.
Yeah, this is very cool.
Oh, you're the lover I have waited for.
Hoo-ha!
I don't know that voice.
No, yes, you would. You know that name.
Tony Bennett.
Nope.
No, it's,
Under that old...
It's more like a Louis Armstrong, but it's not.
That's right.
That's good, Richie.
Under the old... Here we go. Black Jack! His name is Louis Prima.
Louis Prima.
Oh, I'm Louis Armstrong.
Prima. That's it. Okay. So
which everybody knows from Brian Setzer making famous with Jump, Jive, and Whale.
That's it. Yeah, a lot of stuff that Brian Setzer or his type would do, Richie.
Yep,
there's no question about that.
Let's stay in the Wayback Machine, then.
Yep. Not that same sort of music, but a contemporary of Keeley Smith and Louis Prima as Lloyd Price, who used to, most of his music, they used to call him Protest Price when he was a popular, everything he sang about was he was angry or upset about something. And this sets the stage for that pretty well. This is called Stagger Lee. Crank it up and you hear what I'm talking about. Now maybe you can't hear it here. But.
I hate saxophone.
All right. So we continue with some musicians in our birthday spotlight today. Here's a contrast. Mickey Gilley's birthday.
All get prettier in clothing time.
Ain't that the truth,
Gilley's.
Mickey.
That was where the, wasn't that the first riding Bronco thing?
Yeah.
It was immortalized in a movie?
It was the movie, John Travolta, Cowboy, not Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah, it was something cowboy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Marry you, Jennifer.
Shoot, Jennifer, look it up for me. I can't get on the internet right now.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Our pal Mark Lindsay's birthday is today. He was Paul Revere in the group Paul Revere and the Raiders.
I wished him a happy birthday on his Facebook page for us all.
Good for you, Izzy. Thank you. Lives in Hawaii, doesn't he?
Yes.
I remember that?
Yeah.
Kicks. 69 today, Mark Lindsay, Paul Revere and the Raiders. Okay, let's see. What do we have here? Robin Trower.
Now, wait a minute. Didn't we have a Procol Harum birthday yesterday?
Recently, I don't know if it was yesterday, it was this week, I think. This guy's the guitarist with Procol Harum.
Yeah, we had the drummer, I believe it was, birthday. Yes.
This was their, in my opinion, this is their best song.
Really?
Conquistador, yeah, I like this song.
Not White or Shade of Pale like everybody else.
Never like that. You know me, Richie, I don't like what
everybody else. Yeah, contrarian.
Conquistador, I think he's 60. Is he 66 today? Something close to that. Anyway, yeah, I think he's 66. All right, Jeffrey Osborne. 63 R&B performer.
Yep, good stuff.
Yep. You must be remember this if you listen enough to it. From the group ABC, Martin Fry. 53 today. Happy birthday to him. Shannon, the drummer, with 30 Seconds to Mars. Huh? 41 today. Emmanuel Lewis was Webster in Webster. 40.
Love that kid.
A lot of heavy lifting there. Matthew Gray Gubler. Spencer Reed in Criminal Minds. 31 today. Happy birthday to him as well. 28 after on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
This is Ice Music. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Norwegian composer Tenzeha Isungset started carving instruments out of ice after he went to a concert in a cave near a frozen waterfall. Charmed by the acoustics in this unusual space, he fell in love with the tone these chilly instruments produce. And the colder the instrument is, the better the sound. When it warms up to 0 degrees centigrade, he thinks things start to deteriorate. Besides chapped lips, he has to contend with a steady stream of melting breakages, so his annual ice music festival, which includes everything from an ice harp to an ice guitar, is held outdoors in the snow. If you'd like to listen in your warm living room, check out his music label, All Ice Records. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I'm had it. I'm leaving.
You know, every single day we play this song at some point during the day, and this guy quit his job about a week ago.
I know. He's out of work all the
time. How does that work?
I heard a couple of tunes that I wanted to also add to our mix here, just about it being a beautiful day. Why don't you find some songs? It's a beautiful day. Beautiful.
I knew this was going to happen.
Good for you, Rich. Congratulations.
So let's do songs with the name Good Day in it.
Right.
And that's a natural catch there because Doug Steffens' Good Day.
And that's a beautiful day.
So now all of a sudden you want to start adding beautiful day, interesting day, fun day.
Hey!
Sunny
it's
day.
It's fun day at Beautiful Thompson Drag Raceway in Connecticut.
Sunday. Because I knew you would get bored of the 25 songs that we found that have the term Good Day.
Good Day. Yeah. But they're good. I still like everyone.
I love them. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Our video of the day today is from a horse race this past weekend.
I haven't seen this yet.
Listen to the announcer call out some of the unusual names of the horses in the race. Most unusual being the one that wins. Oh, Richie, I think you can get this. Let's put this audio up on here. Right? His name is... Should I give it away?
And they're off.
That's it?
And it's Feline Felon who breaks on top. Hefcat right there on the outside with Feline Felon. Five Demon Bag comes out running in third. On the inside, Maps Hope comes out racing in fourth. And in between horses, Spider Rock now in fifth position on the far outside. Stand Pat races sixth. Let's Go Yankees is now seventh, followed by Unbridled Wish in eighth. Arrgh! Is now ninth, and the trailer is on a reading. Into the far turn, Hepcat and Feline Felon Hepcat. Hepcat up for the lead. Hepcat in front, Feline Fill in second. Here's Stan Pat now charging. Third on the outside. Matt's Hope is now fourth. Five Demon Bag, fifth toward the inside. And then it is a Spider Rock, followed by Art on the outside. Coming to the top of the stretch. Hepcat the leader. Hepcat in front, but here's Stan Pat. Stan Pat up to challenge for that lead as they field. Turns for home. Matt's Wish on the outside runs in third. Then down toward the inside, it's Feline Fill in fourth. In the middle of the track is Arg! Coming down to the final 16th, it is Stan Pat in front. Arg! 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 In front, coming down to the wire. They're coming to the finish, and it's all Arg!
Wow.
Feline fell in second, Stan Pat third.
That's hysterical.
That's funny, yeah. Yeah, it's very funny.
I love these guys.
All right, so that's the video and audio of the day at DougStephan.com. Our poll today, focusing on what we're all asking ourselves, where does it stop? The question really is, how much are you paying for gas? We ought to put, we had, Richie, last time around, we had a resource on the website where people could go put their zip code in and come up with the cheapest gas in that zip code.
There's a couple of apps that do that, too, on your cell phone.
Yeah, I mean, I have three apps on my phone that do it.
Let's put one of them, though, for people who don't have apps. Let's put one of them up on Good Day. So that
yeah, we can find one.
Reference there, please, please. How much are you paying for gas? Is it over $4, between $3.50 and $4, between $3 and $3.50? That's where it is in Massachusetts, but up here it's between $3.50 and $4 in California. Under $3? Can't be anybody paying under $3.
Nope,
I don't think,
not right
at this
now.
Point.
Yeah,
yesterday's poll, is it time to tap
Under $3? Yeah, if you live in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
If you live in Kuwait.
Yeah.
Dubai.
Iraq.
You're paying like 13 cents a gallon.
Right. Is it time to tap into our national oil reserves? See, 47% of you said drill, baby, drill. I'm with you. 24% of you said yes, anything to bring down the cost of gasoline and petroleum products. 19% of you said no, it won't make any difference. Which, if you don't mind me trying to be too pejorative, that's about as ignorant a way of looking at this as you can possibly have.
You say that, yet the former president of Shell Gasoline came out yesterday and said, this is a world market. Yeah. It would not do a hill of beans of good to tap into the reserves right now.
Yeah, really? We have more oil available, sending the prices down.
You would think. Now, one thing that may...
Shell Oil, these guys are all members like the... They're all members of the police squad. They protect themselves.
They're not members of OPEC, though, but they are. Yeah, they do want to protect the
protect themselves.
The
What's good for them is good for us.
Now, what may make a difference is that demand on fuel in the United States dropped 2% in the past, 2-3 weeks?
Yep.
Since this price spike. That talks loud.
4% down from where we were last year at this time.
Yeah, let's hope it keeps going. We're not stupid. Everybody gets it.
The story at DougStephan.com, by the way, you can see Charlotte. The print that was created by my listener, Betsy. No, I think it's Betty.
Betty.
It's not Betsy.
Betty.
Betty,
Betty, Betty. Yeah.
It says Betsy on the website.
No, it's Betty.
I want to fix that, Richie.
I can do that right now.
Yeah, she's very cool. And it is a great picture. The only thing, I think Charlotte in that picture has my bottom teeth.
It's such a cute picture. Very gosh. You did an excellent job.
Yep, very, very, very good job. So if you want to have a portrait done, go to Betty Reese's website, which we connect to at DougStephan.com. Also today, the story of a 10-year-old boy who has cancer, who was granted his wish. Make-A-Wish Foundation got them to induct him into the U.S. Army at 10. Inducted
me.
U.S. Army. Now, does that mean some cynic's going to say, does that mean when he dies, all of the pensions and stuff, he doesn't get paid? So I don't think there's anything there. Wouldn't you know somebody would come up with that, though?
Yeah, something disgusting.
Yeah, like that. There are a lot of things that help us understand the world, mostly hearing and seeing the world through children's eyes. Again, this 10-year-old boy, his priority in life, even though he knows his life is going to end, is to be inducted into the Army. Why would that be? Who knows what that young boy has experienced in his life and his family, what circle he's been in, what information he has, but that's what he wants. Isn't
cool.
it neat to think about what you saw through your eyes as a child? Do you remember how much different the attitude you had toward most everything was? How differently you looked upon things. And to sort of underscore that, one of my friends who's a fifth grade teacher sent me some of the things in her classroom that children wrote when they were asked to explain angels. Gregory writes, I only know the names of two, Hark and Harold. Another child said everybody has it all wrong. Angels don't wear halos. I forget why, but scientists are working on it.
Those scientists.
It's not easy to become an angel. First you die, then you go to heaven, and then there's still the flight training you have to go through.
Flight training.
And then you have to agree to wear those angel clothes. Matthew wrote that. Angels work for God and watch over children when God has to go do something else, writes Mitchell. My guardian angel helps me with math, but not much good in science, writes Henry. This is in the eyes of children, angels explained. Angels don't eat, but they drink milk from holy cows.
That's cute.
That's the one I like the best. Angels talk all the way as they are flying you up to heaven. They're talking. The main subject is where you went wrong before you got dead.
Why you're lucky to be up there.
When an angel gets angry, he takes a deep breath and counts to 10. And when he lets out his breath again, somewhere there's a tornado. Ryan wrote that. Here's Sarah who writes, angels have a lot to do, and they keep very busy. If you lose a tooth, an angel comes in through your window and leaves money under your pillow. Then when it gets cold, angels go south for the winter.
Like your grandpa.
Yeah. Jared writes, angels live in cloud houses made by God and his son, who's a very good carpenter. Antonio writes, angels are girls because they got to wear dresses and boys don't go for that.
That's right.
Angels explained by children. Ashley writes, my angel is my grandma who died last year. She got a big head start on helping me while she was still here on Earth. Vicky writes, some of the angels are in charge of helping heal sick animals. And if they don't make the animals better, they help their children get over it. Hmm. Another Sarah writes, what I don't get about angels is why when somebody is in love, they shoot arrows at them. There's something
to
think
about.
Good question. Huh? That's an excellent thing to think about. In a moment, 5 secrets women ought not to keep from their doctors. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. Come by Wells Fargo today and we'll sit with you, answer all your questions, and work with you step by step through the process of buying your first home. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program is a division of Steffen Multimedia. We shine on you each day, 14
that
before the hour.
Massive empire.
Yes, yes, it's a big, massive media empire. Rich, Jennifer. Okay, so here's something women don't like to do. Confessing your most personal issues to the doctor.
Like, I'm dating Charlie Sheen.
Ew.
Fudge the details. Yeah, that would be a little difficult, huh?
That would be one you should probably tell a doctor.
You want to admit that to your sister, your brother, your family.
Doctor would need to
know
that.
Anybody that shares a bathroom with you?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so there are a number of things, according to the quote-unquote experts, that women ought not to keep from their doctor. For example, the pills prescribed. I have not been taking them. You leave the doctor's office with a prescription, every intention of filling it, but then you never make it to the pharmacy. You discover your insurance doesn't cover it. Even if you do get the pills, you forget to take them. So you have to tell. Women think they ought not to tell the doctor. No, you have to tell. It may be embarrassing to admit it, but if you don't tell the doctor you're skipping the pills, then the doctor's going to think they aren't working, and they give you something else. Not good.
Admission time?
Not smart. Yeah, Richie, what'd you do?
I'm doing that.
Why? Well, for what?
Dr. Ken.
What are the pills for?
When I went to him a couple of years ago and had the full CT scan,
right,
he found just a tiny trace amount of blockage in one of my, somewhere in one of my arteries. He said it's minuscule.
Like mine.
Right. But he doesn't want it to grow and get any worse.
Right, because he
and
loves you.
Neither would you if you had a brain, so why aren't you taking the pills?
So he put me on, what's the big cholesterol thing? One of the two big ones.
The other one. Sepacol.
No, it's not Sepacol. That's for the
cough drop, isn't it?
Yeah. So I took it, I don't know, I refilled it two or three times, and then just kind of said, you know what? Man, this stuff is a little
spendy. Were you having man problems?
No, not at all.
You can tell us.
I would if I had, but no, it wasn't that. It was just like, man, okay, and it's not like it's big money, you know, like you're $50 a month, but yeah, whatever. But, you know, more than anything, I was 45 years old going, I don't want to be taking this stuff yet. That's my mom. That's my dad.
So how many did you take?
I think I refilled it three, maybe four times. Type thing, and then I stopped, so I haven't done it for, I don't know, a year, year and a half. And I keep thinking, I should probably tell him and see what he thinks. And I know what he's going to say. You ought to get on it.
Right.
Get back on it.
Maybe you should have a reevaluation.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, I'm about to have a physical, so I'll ask.
So, but I won't do the kind of physical that Ken would do. You're not going to get that kind of physical.
You know, if Ken tells me, I don't second guess him. He's
well, your diet's changed, though. And
my diet has changed greatly. I've lost a lot of weight. I exercise a lot more. Yeah.
But, Richie, you need that digital rectal exam, though.
That's coming up.
I can give it to you if you want.
I got to skip it last year. Would you?
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole lot more
here's
fun
another,
than my
yeah,
75-year-old guy to
a finger is a finger. It doesn't make a difference whose it is.
Thumbs up, buddy.
Another, it'd be worse if it was the thumb, because the thumb's bigger. Oh,
yeah. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
All right. That's, by the way, Richie,
you
that's number
sick.
Five. And this is the same as women and men shouldn't keep the I'm cheating on you. I'm seeing another doctor on the side, or I'm not following your prescription, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Something else you should tell. Why would you not tell the doctor the truth under the circumstances? Either if you don't trust him, then don't go to him or her anymore. That would be my advice to you. If you want my advice, if you don't, shut the radio off. By the way, it's time to do that anyway.
We're done.
Yeah, we are. Get the podcast down from DougStephan.com, 51 after the hour.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
May vary by state.
Dealing with the gas problem, and we're not talking about feeling bloated. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. All right, enough is enough. It's time to bring these skyrocketing prices at the pump back down. So says Senator Roy Blunt, Republican from Missouri. He is sponsoring a bill that would temporarily suspend sales of gasoline blends aimed at keeping the air clean.
If there's any disruption in supply or any disruption in the supply chain, instead of having 20 different kinds of gasoline out there, you could go for a reasonable period of time and just make gas a commodity again.
Senator Blunt says the measure is based on a similar one adopted in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
And we've already done this once right after Katrina. It had a big impact on short-term gas prices.
That was back in 2005, and Blunt says it could work again. Sales of these so-called boutique fuels would be halted on a temporary basis, but only if the unrest in the Middle East and Libya severely curtails the oil supply, which hasn't happened yet. Meanwhile, gas prices do continue to go up, and all of us are looking for ways to save gas and save money. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com suggests we consult his website, which allows us to comparison shop for the lowest possible price. He also offers this tip.
Paying cash can really come out saving you money. A lot of stations charge more for credit. Sticking with cash can give you a nice discount.
And what about the way we drive? Can we do anything while behind the wheel that could help?
Going a little slower on the highway, say not 5 over, maybe 5 under. The speed limit really can go a long way to resulting in more fuel efficiency for your vehicle.
That's just fine in theory, Mr. DeHaan, but some of us drive on highways in places such as New York City, as I do. If I go 5 miles an hour under the speed limit, the guy driving behind me is going to end up in my back seat.
But thanks anyway. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The skiing for the midweek improves each and every day. More grooming efforts with some tightening snow at night with some colder temperatures. That piled on to the 2 to 3 feet that fell for many spots across the Adirondacks into Vermont and some spots into Maine. We've got plenty of wide-open skiing and riding. Like at Okemo in Vermont, 5 distinct areas with over 40 miles of terrain open at Okemo. Killington scored about 16 inches of snow. They ride on 140 runs. They cranked up with over 70 miles of terrain. Jay Peak now with up over 70 runs. They were one of the big winners with 42 inches of snow in northern Vermont's Jay Peak. Jack Frost in the Poconos riding strong. Good loose grain near the snow. Over 20 trails open. On to the Midwest, where Devil's Head in Wisconsin with some softer spring snow and a couple of dozen runs. They'll have day and night skiing. In Colorado, Arapahoe Basin with up over 100 runs. There's powder there. And at Beaver Creek, 149 trails thanks to a recent foot and a half of fresh snow at Beaver Creek. Keystone riding about a foot of new snow in the last several days. They have over 3,000 acres open. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis.
A rally on Wall Street yesterday as fears of an oil shortage subsided. The Dow up 124 points, closing at 12,214. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Crude oil actually dropped 72 cents a barrel to $104.72. Once again, the weather is making news. Powerful thunderstorms with destructive winds and heavy rain rolling across the lower Mississippi Valley. The storm producing 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, a few tornadoes, and large hail. Most of the severe weather has been reported from southern Arkansas east to the Alabama Gulf Coast. The Space Shuttle Discovery will soon be on its final approach to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, becoming the first of the Space Shuttle fleet to be taken out of service. The ship is being retired after spending 365 days in orbit over the past 27 years. After roughly 20 years, the slogan, pork, the other white meat, is being phased out by the National Pork Board. Spokesperson Teresa Roop says farmers have been supportive of the change to the new slogan, pork, be inspired.
The reaction that we've got has been positive. They understand that as part of our business goals, we want to increase consumption and demand for pork, and by doing it, we need to shake things up.
And they are shaking things up with pork, be inspired. I would have gone with pork. It's not just what legislative bills are filled with, but that's fine. And finally, today is Ash Wednesday, the start of Lent for Christians around the world. Yesterday in New Orleans, the day before Ash Wednesday, it was Fat Tuesday, and that meant this. Yes, party time. The massive celebration known as Mardi Gras. Elaborate costumes, parades, brightly colored beads. Rex, the king of the carnival, officially proclaimed the start of the party yesterday.
Pleasure may rule both day and night.
That was simple. And the party went from day into the night. Enjoying yourself, ma'am?
I am passing a good, good time.
We're told about 2 million people celebrated Mardi Gras in the Big Easy this time around, and that included this partygoer.
It's a good experience. You like the bands, you catch beats, and it's a big old party, pretty much.
A big old party, pretty much. For those of us who couldn't make it, we wish we were there. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
From coast to coast, this is the Doug Steffens Show.